Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Sing that shit, Dave. Go ahead. Sound good, bro. Let's get you a deal. We all
I'm
be
telling
rich.
Y'all now, man.
Here we go.
If I hear you playing that shit, I'm not fucking with you.
What?
I feel like falling in love.
You better play that shit by your fucking self. You should not play that.
Why?
Two niggas in the car. It's disrespect. Y'all ain't friends if you do shit like that.
Niggas ain't friends. You hear this shit, Dave? Nah, niggas not friends, man.
Can't play Beyonce.
Play Beyonce. Better not get too comfortable. So you want to hear Drunken in Love?
Remember, you stole my shit. Remember, you stole my shit, Moses. Better not get too comfortable. Sick of these niggas. Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Hey! Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. 4-5 hoes up a minute, I'm gaining. Yeah, swapped out the poker, hunters going to get a genie. 3-4 stacks on a chinchilla bean. Got a cup full of mud and a drape and a saline. Yeah, can't think for yourself, gotta think for the team. Yeah, fuck me like a star, gotta treat me like a king. Yeah, gotta roll with a chopper with a certain amount of bling. Yeah, bitch don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable. Fuck y'all. How about that? Yeah, fuck y'all. Yeah. The roof, yeah. Turbo 63.
Is he dancing? Is
he I keep it a G. Louis V. Came with a duffel bag full of moolah. I put the fragrance on your pooch. Got my attention. Stay exclusive. Put on the Rose Royce intervention. It's hard to stay sober when I'm spinning. It's hard to stay faithful when you're winning. Showing you grateful. Yo, don't get too comfortable.
Fuck all the danger. Spray out a stranger. You get too close. I said 3
you got your cut, man.
Talking back to me,
I'ma
cut your throat.
T. Long Island iced tea?
No.
It's a regular tea?
It's regular tea.
You had to sugar yourself?
Pause. Don't talk to me like this.
I'm just asking, why can't I ask the question, yeah, man?
Two spoons.
Well, you know, I didn't know if you was one of those that drink unsweetened tea. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. Episode 144 out this bitch. What the fuck you laughing at?
Dave smacking the mic over it.
Oh, I ain't see that. Fuck cancer. Want to say that?
My pimp hand strong.
Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Daytoria.
Rest in peace, shots out.
Definitely. So I'm just go straight to it, man. Poor Megan Hall. Do you guys know who Megan Hall is?
No, what's going on?
You ain't hear about the police officer down there in Tennessee, and she was married, and she was like sleeping around with all the other police officers.
Talking on duty. They ran that cutty on him.
Huh?
They ran a cutty on him.
Yes.
Yeah, she was getting cut up.
she was getting cut up, bro?
She won't care about no police.
Didn't give a fuck, cut up.
Yeah. Yeah, arresting people down in the woods.
Fucking.
Why you say poor her, man? Talking about some poor her.
Huh? She wanted to do.
She got caught cheating.
No, she didn't get caught cheating. That's what they got. Her husband got an arrangement. Ain't got nothing to do with her cheating.
Yeah. You don't care about that.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they good.
See?
She good in the streets.
So they gonna stick it out. They cool.
I mean, that ain't the problem.
That's
she out here fucking on the job. That's the problem.
That's the fucking problem.
That's why she
That's why it. He flipped. He flipping out. Yeah. You know, stupid ass got caught on the job.
He don't give a fuck. I'm sure he probably watched niggas fuck his wife.
He was there, but I'm just saying.
Nah, I don't know if he was there.
That's he was crazy. There looking. He was there. That's what them niggas do.
He was there looking?
Yeah.
Like a fucking purr.
Yo.
Grab her hair. Yeah. The neck.
Grab the neck.
Nah, man. Shit is wild, man. Fuck that.
She loves it.
I don't even understand. Well, I mean, I'm different. Fuck that. I don't understand how you can be cool with that.
Men, what's it? What they call that shit?
Swinging?
Nah.
Oh.
Dingo party?
What? I don't know nothing. About? I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
That's what she was doing.
Oh, man.
Dingo and party. You just come over. Mailman. Hey, come on in.
Why she had to fuck on the job, though? Like, on the job. Like,
that's what them niggas do. Just because the cops don't mean they don't be fucking.
Then they was fucking.
I'm sorry, humping.
It's fun to fuck when you ain't supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, yo, Dave always makes a great point.
We got the cop stuff on.
Let me act like you're the jailbird. Get in the back.
I'm gonna mace your face.
What?
Mace your face.
What? What the fuck is this nigga talking?
You got some pepper spray for you.
Living out their fantasies and shit.
Oh, man.
Get in that car.
Yeah, man, I saw that.
This is the last time.
Do you think she should have got fired?
Hell yeah.
What?
She was fucking on the job.
Yeah, okay.
Was she wasn't supposed to get fired, dude?
They supposed to fire ass, but they knew. They had to now.
Yeah.
It was out.
I guess, because they probably all knew what the fuck.
They knew what was going on.
They say she was going around saying some shit, so she got a sub court.
Stupid, man.
Yeah.
Some part got just said she loved one of niggas, they ain't love her. Fuck him. We been fucking.
It was like six niggas.
Get her out of here.
Like damn, six niggas. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cutty. She was a cutty. Train.
All of that. Well,
jellyfish.
God bless her, you know.
You know what? They need to keep her on the job.
Why is that, dude?
If that's because there's a lot of it was a lot of black guys too. If that's gonna stop the cops from killing niggas, you need one of those on every fucking department.
Nigga Dave, you know, always man? Come through, man.
Keep the stress level down in there.
God damn.
You ain't gonna have the energy to kill a nigga if you just bust a nut.
I feel like it was right.
You know what I mean?
Especially when they got the text. You know what, nigga, just go home.
No, Dave, I ain't with that. They busted nothing, still hate us, bro.
I don't know about that. You ever ask niggas who shoot niggas if they bust today? They like, no. That's why I'm busting this gun, nigga.
Yeah, he busted their gun, all right.
Well, man. Oh, come on. Yeah, come on, Moses. We got to talk about this because we was talking about this earlier.
Every job need an eater in the office. You know what I mean?
Every job don't need no cutter, even though it is.
Y'all motherfuckers be fucking too much in your jobs, too.
Wow. Stop snitching.
I ain't snitching. I used to hate hearing about everybody, yo.
I didn't care.
I didn't care neither. That was my point. Why are you telling me?
Because the day they had nobody else to tell, they love it.
Nah, don't tell. I ain't care
what
about
you gonna
that
tell?
Shit.
They can't tell. That shit. I ain't supposed to tell.
I didn't care, man.
That's how shit get fucking. That's how shit get stirred. You telling. I ain't telling you, man. You telling everybody.
I wasn't telling nobody.
I just told one person.
I think that's why a lot of people would like to tell me shit, because I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, everybody at break, you talking about you just told one person. That's everybody there, nigga.
Right. It's a fact. It don't make no sense.
That's a fact.
killing me. I ain't killing nobody one person. Bitch. You so happy goddamn to get the pussy. Man, come. The next nigga done hit the pussy. He ain't said shit. You don't even know
it. You don't even know it.
That's facts. Like, you don't even know. You sitting there telling him. He's just like, nigga, that's old. Okay. He not gonna let you know, though. And he probably still fucking stupid ass.
Right now. But Moses, we gotta talk about this. Rest in peace, Big Scar, right?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Big Scar.
I ain't really listened to his music, though, did you?
No, I didn't. I heard a couple of joints, but I didn't really get into him like that. I ain't even gonna lie.
Who's he signed with?
Gucci. And did you see how the family was, like the sister and the brother was saying they wanted money, y'all ain't do nothing for us. And then Gucci's wife came out and was like, yo, we sent 10 bands and we sent another 10 bands and flowers. Like, what are you guys talking about?
I just feel like certain situations she's not put on the internet. Like, I feel like you reaching something shady when you do stuff. You know what I'm saying? So not all the time I'm going to believe your story, because I don't know. You weren't saying this before this happened. You weren't saying, like, the contract messed up. You weren't saying none of this. You're just saying this now. So I don't know the situation. So I'm not really into it. But
she said,
should a dude, like, if a dude give you something, that city shouldn't goddamn pay for everything. Like, they just signed the artist. Like, was they... Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be funny. Like, you really have to be, like, family for me to, like, you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Keep it going. I don't really know you like that. Watch out. This is my money, nigga.
Gucci don't got to pay anything.
This is my money, nigga. Like, I'm not trying to be funny or be disrespectful. Like, this is my money, nigga. I work hard for it.
But this is the part that really stood out to me, bro, because I was minding my business, but I was watching at the same time. So when she said it cost $60,000 to bury Big Scar... I don't know. I ain't famous or nothing like that. I done buried a few people myself. It don't cost $60,000. You know,
we know that. It's just like you trying to do the most expensive funeral. And they understand that because, you know, I guess he's a rapper.
And then it gets wilder for me because his brother shoots a music video at the funeral.
See what I'm saying? Just wild. It's like. Sound is like it really like
and the funeral cost $60,000?
That's what it was like. You trying to get money for the video too? Like, I understand it, but I'm just.
I don't understand it.
I just wait a minute.
Help
like,
me
why,
understand it.
Why do a video now? Like, ain't you grieving? Like, how that, you
thank
saying?
You.
Like, some people don't want to be in the video. How you gonna do this? You see what I'm saying? Not everybody want to be in the video at that moment. Like, this is real tears for. Who that was? Or the if what, I'm, you know
so it if just I'm, go back to people feeling like they entitled to some shit.
Yeah,
when they at the end of the day, and I think
entitlement is a motherfucker.
I think Big Scar's pops came out and said they did give money.
Yeah,
and they helped him. With
shout
the
out to Gucci. He said,
"Yeah, yeah." So I don't know. It seemed like his siblings just they want to be hot for whatever fucking reason.
I just don't know how I could see myself.
Yeah, because I seen that with his daddy, so I was like, man, I ain't so
I just don't know how I could see myself trying to shoot a music video.
Yeah,
I'm grieving my brother.
It don't make no sense, honestly.
It was different.
It's like you're doing too much. Right there, it's like showing me you're doing too much.
Yeah, like, what we doing, man?
Like I said, and then, like, you can get sued the fuck out of because...
I didn't watch the video. The video is out. Because I was talking to my son about it. He went and pulled it up. He was like, well, it's not that bad. You know what goes? I was like, no, you don't. To me, you don't do that. But I don't know. Maybe the younger generation is different. Maybe this is what...
That's some dumb shit.
No matter young, old, it don't make no sense.
Man, like, listen. We're older. Not old, but I mean, you know, like, we not early 20s and no shit like that. I mean, they think different.
They stupid.
Okay, I'm with you, Dave.
I mean, that's probably just
I'm with you,
that's
Dave.
Dumb shit.
Money rolling for him. Maybe his brother's trying to round, but I'm just saying, like, there's other ways to do this. Like, you could have waited for a good minute. Then it had a good, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Like, right then and there, what's going on?
Could have
right,
waited.
Like,
he definitely could have waited.
Like, my dog. Like, god dang.
He was at the funeral.
Nigga ain't put him in the dirt yet.
Had the cameras out.
Crazy. I can't do that. I'm not, man, nigga, my... I mean, that's his brother. I'm not rapping, bro. My brother's a passed away, bro. I ain't thinking about no fucking
who
video.
Directed this shit? Who's holding the cameras? It's like, what the fuck?
You gonna see me crying and shit? What the fuck?
It's all good.
I can't do it yet.
Well, I hope everybody gets it together, man. I thought it was a sad situation. I wanted to bring it up. Dave, what's up, man? Come on, bro. I didn't challenge you to a tap dance off, bro.
Tap dance.
You ain't trying to put the tap dance shoes on and do a tap dance off with me? Look like Cam and Mandisi's?
I don't tap dance, my boy.
I don't either.
They look like they was having a good old time, though.
I wanted to get... Moses, you can catch it, too. I feel like I would give y'all smoke on the tap dancing.
Oh, so you want us to go out there and meet Bojangles for a minute?
Mr. Bojangles asked
me. You want to be Sandman for a minute?
You know what I mean? Challenge.
Fuck out of here. Challenge.
Throw some sand in your eye and trip you, nigga.
You do that Bill Cosby on your touch it, yo. Yo, oh, I don't know. Y'all kept going on Bill Cosby, but that scene was funny as shit. Everybody sit down in that chair. Tap them 2 feet while I was done, boy.
I just hate how every time I come in here and try to do shit with my bros, man, they don't want to do shit with me.
I challenge you, man.
Try to go skiing. Like, don't nobody want to go skiing with the boy.
You don't want to go bowling. You just want to do shit to get us killed, nigga.
Y'all don't want to go fucking...
Like, you want us to do rich shit. Like, for real, like, I got to get double insurance to go do shit with you. Because you want to do riskful shit. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
Double insurance, life insurance.
Let's talk about how you want to go and just get us fucked up somewhere.
You're not going to get fucked up.
Let's go this... We never fucking... Nigga, did we grow up skiing? Did we go down some slopes? Never. And you just want to go freely and just fuck up our legs.
First of all... When I was a kid living in Yonkers, we used to get a lot of snow.
And we lived on
a big ass hill, and I went down the sled. So that's something like that, right?
Have you did rock climbing?
I want to. Let's go.
It's hot as hell in the building, boy.
We can go to a regular rock climbing like spot. They got places for that, bro. And they put the ropes. Stop being a bitch. I'm sick of this nigga, man.
Oh, you want to climb up and then fall down? What you going to do?
Huh? I'm going to jump off, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
I'm out.
And be fucked all up.
Nah, they got the ropes.
Yo, you don't know what the fuck you doing. You seen Cliffhanger, motherfucker? No.
Cliffhanger.
No. You don't know what the hell you doing.
Thinking about Cliffhanger in the indoor joint is hilarious.
No, I'm talking about going outdoors. Like, indoors, yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do either or. Let's do... I'd rather the outdoors, but if you're going to be a bitch, Moses, we can do this indoors.
It's about being no bitch.
It sounds like it.
It's about being secure and being here for my son.
I got to have double insurance and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Climb the fucking rock.
I want to go...
Your fat, sweaty ass. Like,
he think he gonna do everything he told my life.
I'm in shape.
I'm in shape. I want a cheeseburger. I don't
even eat cheeseburgers. Fuck out.
That's
of
how
here.
You gonna be. You just gonna be just up there sweating, thinking about all the stuff you missed.
You ain't gonna get on jet skis?
Oh, yeah, I get on that.
You get on jet skis? So you go out in the water?
There's nothing wrong with the water.
But won't get on a plane. This nigga's
different. I've been out on the water. I done did that. This nigga's different. That's no problem. This stuff that you want us to do, we don't do.
Tap dancing? I tap dance circles around you.
You don't even know how to tap dance. You can't even coordinate.
I coordinate.
You have to learn how to dance to learn how to tap dance. Your legs have to know how to move.
They move.
You're stiff. This is the only part you move right here.
What?
There's no fucking other part that you move.
That's crazy.
He's fucking dead.
And he got one leg bit smaller than the other. He got an advantage.
How you gonna tap? That's not like...
Yo!
Your foot tap when you walk.
He already got a little coordination. Kick it a clap. Like, what the fuck going on? How this nigga know how to know?
Oh,
that's right.
Little big foot ass nigga.
Little feet swing.
Get the fuck out of here. That's a setup.
It's a setup, man. It's crazy. All right, fine.
Let's go bowling.
Let's go.
Now they got a metal fucking plate in his shoe.
So lie.
The fucking
now tip. He's lying on me.
All
right. I got one leg longer than the other, but I got a metal plate.
It's a metal lift.
I wear slides. I wear slides, Dave. What are you talking about? Mind your fucking business, you blind ass nigga. I'm sick of Dave, man. Sick of Dave.
You know it's true.
Whatever. So? So? That was it. Oh, man. What the fuck I got on here? Oh, I seen a little Uzi Vert wants to buy a skunk.
What? We getting these stories.
I seen nigga say he want to buy a skunk. He's looking for a skunk.
It's not awkward. These
what the fuck he going to do to skunk? Shit. He going to spray you rappers. That's what's getting ready to happen.
I don't know.
He going to walk around with, he going to walk around with a skunk spraying rappers?
Like, I don't understand what's going on.
All right, man. All right, man.
What, like, what can you do with that? What's the purpose for that? What's the I know you got money, but god dang. Like, let's talk about that stupid shit with your money. Like, why is you getting stupid shit?
Cause niggas get bored when they have money, man. They just get bored.
Is that why,
they like, just start buying shit.
Cause you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying broke people I always say, cause like I'm pretty sure he got a hella comments from broke niggas mad because he buying a skunk.
I ain't even read the comments. I should have read the fucking comments.
You know what I mean? It's just true. Like, niggas, man.
I should have read the comments.
When you got money, you buy what you want.
Buy what the fuck you want.
You buy what you want, but some shit, like, it's a good investment. Some it's not.
Skunk's not a good investment.
What for? Like, what is this for? Is it a design? Like,
it's the same homie that put the $24 million diamond in his forehead and then had to take it out. Down. He had to take it out.
Maybe he gonna mix them with pit bulls or something.
Oh my god!
Bingy.
Nobody's gonna come out. What you gonna come out with a line of look, skunks?
What the pit bull got with the skunk pattern now?
Yep.
The black and white,
and they spray.
That's fucking.
Get out of here! They tried to rob me. I hit it with a skunk pack. What?
That's a fact.
Just come out the coat. You on some blank man shit? What's going on? Chunky chicken salad.
I don't know what's going on out here, man.
Chunky chicken.
I don't know what's going on out here.
Yo, Chunky. Yo, if a nigga call you Chunky, how you gonna take it? Chunky ass nigga. Come here, Chunky. Hey, yo, nigga, Chunky.
You might have to fight that.
Y'all whoop this shit. Like,
y'all violent, man. Y'all just want to fight niggas.
No.
You have to learn to just walk away.
You're disrespecting you, like.
You just have to learn to just walk away, guys.
How do you deal with that? Let's talk about that.
Talk about like,
you first meet, right? And they might not know your temperature. And they joke with you. And you're like, what? This nigga trying to play? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you handle that? Do you say something? Because, you know, I'm smart ass. Like, shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah, you be
you
saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you be saying. I be chilling. I don't even be. I don't care.
You put crackers on the back of your neck while your neck's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going in like, bro.
Just don't act like you about to put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that jibber jabber talking, cool. Whatever.
It might not mean nothing like that. And you'd be like, damn, I just read it wrong, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's why you just gotta play it cool with when you're around new people. You know what I mean?
So that's why I say, like, when is it time? Because at first you might say something smart, I might not even, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know me yet. Yeah. But that second time, like, bro, I don't even know you, bro.
You tell me, hey, yo, stop playing with me.
You know what I'm saying? That's what that second time. I'm like, bro, you going like, hey, bro, I'm not the one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I will say, yeah, if we get to that, that's you know what I mean? Like, bro, yo, what's up with you, yo?
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on? That was funny, but stop playing with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas, it's 100 people. What's your real malfunction? You got some beef with me or something?
What's your malfunction?
What's your malfunction?
Fuck one of your bras or something, man.
Is that what you're doing out here, Moses?
No, I'm just saying. Because it get like that, and it's like, fuck. Because your homie, you know what I'm saying, might be your homie boy.
Are y'all into fucking other niggas' bitches?
No.
What? That shit be. Where that question come from? Huh? A hell of a segue right there.
I mean, I was just thinking about it.
Like, so, like, it might happen, but you don't know that nigga, but not like, if I know that nigga, I'm not just automatically not trying to fuck this bitch. You know what I'm saying? No.
That's for sure.
That's not what I'm. That's what I say. That's not what I'm not into. It's like lame as fuck. That's why I say I don't understand.
I'll just ask
like,
y'all. Cause I'm a Neil bitch. It's men out here that's into that. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm trying to stay out of drama at this time in my life. Yeah, but sometimes shorty might not tell you, and then you in some shit.
Yeah, that's you know see, that's sticky.
And that's the thing too. Not all the time the person know, but you a nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been seeing some shit like, on fucking YouTube. These niggas being caught.
I'm not into fucking with other niggas, women, and nothing like that. But if I didn't know, I'm gonna tell homie. Just like, yo, bro, that's you gotta talk to her, bro. Like, I didn't know. Right. But then some niggas be sensitive about that. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Some like, that's the thing. You gonna have to know. You know what you're dealing with, like. Sure, they gonna tell you, or sometimes you don't even know. But most of the time, you do know. Like, if she, you know, she a ratchet, ain't trying to be funny. She going out loud, you know what type of chick she is. You can't be surprised. Like, nigga be tripping. That's what be tripping me the fuck out. Nigga be surprised.
Yeah, you know what type of chick you got, and you know.
How did you get her? She was with somebody, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
And you know what you doing, too, behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You gotta add that.
You doing, too, and then you get married. No.
Too late now.
It's too late. Like, you can't get mad about that shit, right? Like,
but
no, like, that's your question, though. That's not what I meant to. Well,
what about you? It look like you like fucking niggas, bitches.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Damn. I answered it. I said, no, I'm not into that shit.
Yeah, you like, you on some Tupac shit. That's why I fucked your bitch.
I'm like you. I'm like y'all, dog. Nah, real shit. I don't listen. Y'all know I got two kids. I don't need no drama, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to go home. Honestly, I'm trying to go to the crib. I'm not in the fucking no nigga. Yo, it's but too that, many.
That can't be nothing. Like, but see, that used to be
what I want y'all for.
That used to be like, example.
Honestly,
it used to be example, like, with the kids. But some niggas got kids and don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's because niggas don't care about their kids.
Right.
Niggas don't care about their fucking
kids. But you get mad somebody get your kids up. Supposed to got the kid a bike plenty of years ago. Somebody
my
else
son.
Let me get my son no bike. I get the bike. Weird.
Oh, man.
Oh, you firefighters, y'all wild up there in Raleigh, too.
What happened?
I was sitting at a light one day, and I'm sitting right next to a fire truck at the light. As we sitting there, there's another fire truck coming the other way, passing, sirens going crazy, all kind of shit. They just looking, just sitting there, just chilling. I'm like, y'all ain't about to go help them niggas out, man.
Well, they might not have been on duty. They might not have needed help. Mm-hmm. You don't never know what they was coming through.
Man, we need all help. When the sirens is going, man, just turn your shits on.
How many fire trucks was it?
One.
Just coming through?
Yeah.
They might have been running the light. No, the things they just like police and ambulance. Them niggas don't be going nowhere half the time.
You just got a thing for like
niggas just be turning lights on to get through traffic.
Ambulance, anything with sirens.
Y'all go help motherfuckers. That's what y'all supposed to do.
Nothing was happening.
The one that did you see light. A major fire?
No.
All right then.
He was just getting through the light.
I felt the energy that there was a major fire going on.
You just
want it,
yeah. What? Fire! Hey, get the fuck. Help him! He's looking at you like you stupid. Hey, calm the fuck down.
Somebody's on fire. Lord.
Save a life.
Like them panicking ass people. Like, I can't stand people watch news and be panicking. Like, oh my God, that shit. Stop watching this shit.
Smokey the Bear ass nigga over there.
Prevent forest fires. Help them.
Oh, shit. Scared the devil at the light.
What? What'd you say, Dave? At the light.
At the light. Scared. Griffith is staring over there.
Please.
You got everybody panicking, the car 'cause you panicking. Hold on, was you by yourself?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm glad your son would be looking at you like, what's wrong with you?
My son would have been looking like nothing. This is my dad.
Yeah, like a little. Like, you had like a little bitch there. What?
Right, listen. I had to beat his ass.
Ain't no bitch now. Please help the. Yo, like the white lady. Help the children.
Help the children.
Oh, my please.
God. Oh, man. Sheesh. What I got away. Oh, DJ Paul said, y'all need to shut the fuck up.
Nigga, see somebody asking what we don't give a fuck.
What was DJ Paul talking about, man?
DJ Paul was talking. There was people saying how, why didn't DJ Paul go to Gangsta Boo's party? Where was he at? You know, just trying to down him. So he got on there and was like, listen, man, I paid for the funeral.
Right. I couldn't make it, man. Shit.
You know what I mean? I got shit going on. And on top of that, I don't even go to funerals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He said, we go to funerals, it just be a whole bunch of people want to stand around, want to meet and greet, want to talk, mm-hmm. be celebrities and all that. I don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably paid his respects. Like he said he paid for it. And I'm sure he's seen her and had his time.
He said, mm-hmm. I helped put that woman on. You know what I mean? We had a lot of respect for each other. Like, mm-hmm. shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'm with him.
But see, that's the thing.
I'm with him.
Just because you don't see nothing don't mean nothing happening. That's the problem. Everybody want to see something. You don't have to let people see shit to know what's going on. Right. I feel like it's better like that because you understand he's respecting the family and what's going on. So why he going to brag about, oh, I just paid? Just like with Gucci, man. Why he, you know what I'm saying? Gucci, man, didn't say nothing about it, paying for it until, like, you know, his girl had to say something. So it's like, what's really going on with y'all in this
situation?
If you're not paying for it, shut the fuck up.
Right.
I get like, you're not trying to. Is you donating? Motherfucker said something, you donate?
I don't donate shit. I'm not mad at DJ Paul getting out saying what he's saying, but I felt like he ain't even have to say it.
He didn't because.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't even have to. You ain't even have to explain shit.
For them, a group. I don't care what nobody's saying. You in a group, especially like that, like. Y'all homies, like, I don't care what y'all go through. So, whatever situation they go through is between them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You should just wait afterwards. You probably would have heard something, do an interview. But no, you just want to sit there and try to make up some kind of stories.
That shit's wild, man. So, DJ Paul told y'all to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Sick of these niggas. Ain't got no business always coming.
Yo, I could tell the hiring is going crazy out here too. Went to the bocce spot with the kids or whatever. Way to come up. Black dude, do-rag, gold teeth.
Nah. They didn't give my nigga a job? Yeah. Fuck you talking about. He had jokes and shit. Yeah, we went up, my nigga. You know what I mean? We flipping burgers right here. Chickens.
I'm
you look
looking
like
at,
you know about chickens.
I'm like, yo, y'all not running out of Asians.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's no way y'all running out of Asians.
What's wrong with that, man?
A lot of times, they be Asian. They don't be Japanese, though. It be sometimes Filipinos and all that be in there chopping it up.
Yeah, y'all ain't running out. You know what I mean? Nah. And shout out to the homie that got the job, because I definitely tipped him. I tipped him, you know what I mean? Because I was like, yeah, we got the homie here about to serve me the rice.
Hibachi is a style of cooking. It ain't.
I know.
You know.
But
what
it's
mean?
A. But it's ran cook. By. I know it's ran by the ages and they in there. Like, you know what I'm saying.
He know what he doing, man. You know what I'm saying. He done learn. You know what I'm saying. Let him shine.
I'm like, yo, nah. The hiring out here is crazy. You know what I mean. They can't get nobody to work. Like, they can't get nobody to work
don't,
out here.
Don't do you doing my dog dirty?
No, no.
I don't see nobody social media. To work. So they got to hire the black man. That's what you trying to say. He was qualified for the job.
He was, and I tipped him well because I fucked with it. Dave, yeah, don't get it twisted. I'm like I said, I know y'all not running out of eight. This is a hibachi spot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm saying you surprised, but at the same time.
Yeah, like,
it's
I expect to see homie at
it's
Applebee's
a good look.
Or shit, Roof Chris. Like, you know what I mean? I get upscale. I expected him to see there, not at, You know what I mean? Yo, they about to bring out the rice and the chicken. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting that.
I'm saying that's surprising, but it shouldn't be surprising because when you go to the...
I seen Mexicans doing it too.
Yeah, so...
I ain't surprised. I seen Mexicans
seen a lot of
making
Mexicans
pizza.
Do that.
There's a lot of Mexicans making pizza out there.
So that's why I said it don't matter what culture you're from, you still can bring something to the
pizza
table, bro.
Trash.
Was pizza supposed to be Italian?
Yeah, yeah, nigga.
Right, okay.
What it's supposed to be.
This guy.
What?
I don't eat meat, so I forgot all the foods.
Shut up.
I don't know where nothing comes from.
Stupid.
I'm still learning, bro. I don't eat pizza like that. Like, that shit is too much cheese.
You know everything. You went to college.
I did. Thank you. Graduated.
And you smart. So stop playing.
With the stupid shit.
You come from- I didn't know it was from Italian.
It comes from
pizza or paparilla.
What?
Stop fucking grabbing me, you stupid ass.
Nigga, about a
pizza. Mamma mia.
Oh, man. You got anything you want to talk about, Moses?
Mamma mia. Pizza on it.
You got anything you want to talk about, Dave?
Not really, my boy. Be honest with you.
Ain't nothing on factual, tractual going around.
Nah, I just want to see if y'all had anything going on before I got to this last topic about the Georgia football player. Rest in peace. Let me pull his name up. Devin Will.
What
did I say? Oh, Devin Willock. And it was another person with him, Chandler LaCroix. He got in a car accident.
Wow.
Both of them died. There was two other people with them. They made it out all right.
Oh, man.
But Georgia just won the championship. And it was like hours after celebrating from the championship and everything.
Shit. Were they racing or something?
It didn't say anything like that. You know what I mean? I don't know if there was any alcohol or anything like that involved or whatever. But it said they ran into like two utility poles.
Oh.
Some shit, man. Like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like really bad. Like, I was like, damn, man. I mean, like I said, rest in peace. But like, what a way to go out to just win the championship. Like, you was on a high. Like, you know, you was in the happiest moment of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you in college, you won the championship. Y'all did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then for you to go like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's crazy, man.
That is wild, though, man.
Yeah, so that's
rest in peace to them.
Life is short, man.
Yeah.
Life
that's
is short.
Every day you're supposed to live it up, bro. If you understand, like, you'll never know what's about to go down, you know? It's tragic for, you said both of them, right? Both of them got killed.
Yep.
So it's tragic for them boys, but rest in peace, man.
Life is short. Life is fast. Man, I want to see us young black men stop beefing with each other, stop shooting at each other. Like, man, live life, man. Have fun, like, for real. That's how I'm looking at that shit, man. It's crazy out here. For them to be that young, too, you know what I mean? Damn, man. That shit is
losing a lot of young ones, man.
God damn, man. That shit is crazy, man. Well, I guess we're going to get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't got shit to talk about. Y'all just want to sit here, look ugly.
I got some more, but next time.
How your girlfriend feel? Does she listen?
Who?
Your girlfriend.
What girlfriend?
Oh, my bad.
You playing yourself?
No. I was asking a question, bro.
You stupid.
I was asking if you had a girlfriend.
You stupid.
Here we go. Look, Dave. Look.
Nobody wants me.
What?
I'm a fucking asshole. Who wants to?
You're not an asshole, though.
I'm not the cool guy. I'm not the shaker-upper.
Nobody wants me.
Do you really feel like
asshole.
That? You really feel like that, though?
Piece of shit.
That's funny.
You really feel like that, though? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants you?
What's love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Baby,
don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no fucking more. Huh?
Beep, 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 beep.
You don't think you'll ever get married, like, in the future?
No. That's that shit.
Nah?
I don't want no love. I don't want to sit in the corner and listen to love songs. Think about her stupid ass.
Why she gotta be stupid?
Because I ain't fucking with it. Every time you like, you ain't with somebody.
Listen, she, look, she only stupid because
she ain't. Think about her stupid ass.
Stupid ass. You nigga, got, be glad when she call, nigga.
Yeah, miss you. Stop picking. It's only you. You gotta stop picking stupid bitches, bro. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's all that is.
That's why I'm not falling in love.
All right, so you don't think you'll ever get married? Dave, you don't think you'll ever get married one day?
Maybe, maybe not.
Throw that maybe not at it.
Anything's possible. You know what I mean?
Love.
I can't wait to see one of these women like really just snatch your heart, maybe. Boy. Oh man, y'all gonna catch it for me.
See how it go.
They don't want me.
What's this episode one?
Catch it for you for?
Because I'm.
You was in love once, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Ain't nobody say nothing about you being in love.
No, not at all. Y'all respected it.
Being a fucking chump.
No, relax. Relax on that other end of the
jump.
Relax on that other end of that fucking table.
Nah, that's all good, man.
I don't think I'll ever get married again though.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I get it.
Like marriage is a business. You gotta know who you choosing. What the who you gonna have a kid with? Like,
it's just life just gets difficult. You know what I'm saying? Every moment,
it's regular shit, man. It's life. Mm-hmm. So
it's the best of moments, though.
Yeah, then you gotta care about a person. Gotta have feelings involved.
Yeah, I don't like to care.
You don't like to care?
No, I'll be trying to do something, then be like, boom.
I gotta go back. I'm fucking stupid.
I gotta go back.
Yeah, like, nigga be like, yo, we going out here, we going to Charlotte. Yeah, I'm going. You don't think about me.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't miss that. I ain't gonna lie, I don't miss that. Trying to go somewhere and then you gotta.
No, man, dude, like, we're making it so bad.
It's like, why you mad?
You trying to go back. Like, you're like, you still mad. Like, trying to be comfortable, but you still mad because you back it out.
What's wrong?
But homies text you. We having fun.
Stupid bitch.
Oh my God. Yo, Dave, I hate this nigga, so man.
Stupid. Man. I'm making excuse. I gotta go get some gas.
Where
you got it? For work tomorrow. You out for the week. Fuck. You know your whole schedule.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking with you, man.
I'm in fucking hell. I'm in fucking hell. Oh, but y'all stupid. No, I'm joking. Let's get about it.
Yeah, I definitely don't see you ever getting married, bro. But if I do, that's why. Yeah, we coming right back to this episode.
Nah, I'm not that. Yeah, don't talk to me.
Nah, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna show that clip on the episode at your wedding.
Sure.
That's exactly what we call
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What is left?
Cause you gonna want me to run everything like the music and all that, the video and all that.
He said, "Yeah, you gonna want you out.
You want me to? You gonna want me to do that, right?
Do my whole.
I'm
wedding
the best
day.
Man
I just
and all
run
that,
and
right?
You out. Who the fuck picked this music? I don't want no fucking Nelly.
I would never.
It's hot in here. See your stupid ass.
No, I play Dilemma.
I'm about to knock you the fuck out. You see what I'm saying, Dave? This nigga playing Nelly.
Oh, man.
It goes to make it shake it right. This is what you like, right? Go sit your ass down, Dave.
That was a love song.
Dilemma. If I do,
he said, "Nelly, come on."
If I do like hire you for the wedding, I have to have Dave to watch you to do shit. So why you think you doing shit? He be the one.
What you
like,
mean hire me? You ain't got to pay me.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pay me. This is on the strength, bro.
That's why I'm having
to go. That's from the heart. Cause I love you, bro.
Yeah, you better go with him, cause I'm gonna charge you.
My nigga Dave ain't shit, man.
I'm sorry, I said I'm going to have to pay Dave to watch you. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I got to babysit this nigga, I got to charge you, dog.
Yo, you know what? It's funny, too, because Dave's not lying. That nigga charged me to do the pettiest shit.
Well, no, I charge you for peace of mind and expertise.
He charged you for his time.
You know what I mean? And you should pay me for that.
He charged you for the time because you be wanting him to awkward
your TVs fall
times
off your wall?
One looking little.
Oh, you better cut the one bullshit.
Looking. I need you to come up.
Oh, you want to pay the other shit man, come, but not cut the brother man.
I need you to come up. Shout out to my new city, Raleigh. That's where I live at now, man. I love it up there.
Yay.
You come up there with me?
Raleigh.
Pull up, man. What's up?
Yeah, Raleigh, though.
Pull up. Come on.
Raleigh's bumping, man.
Come on, pull up.
Shout out to my new city.
My right oh, here, you going to finally catch that day?
Yeah, like. So happy. Just fuck, fam.
Nah, I didn't say that, no.
I left you.
Shout out to the east side.
Raleigh.
Fayetteville. No.
He said, I love you. I left you. Raleigh.
Smoking big blunts and I'm doing big things now.
Sitting here watching my son adjust to his new school. New kid on the block. Hope he don't get in no fights or nothing. You know how that go. Shut the fuck. What?
Yeah, we got. Hold on, we gonna end this like this though.
That's coming, nigga.
I know.
So
you know, I know.
You know your son be rapping and stuff. You done heard his lyrics, right?
Say that again.
You done heard your son lyrics, right?
You heard his lyrics?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You heard
yeah
your son lyrics.
Have
like
you
rapping
heard your son rap?
Yeah.
What he be saying?
A bunch of dumb shit.
I'm going to just say this and we're going to end it.
Yeah, this nigga.
My son yeah said the craziest son shit. And going, I was like,
wait,
yeah,
hold on, hold on, hold on. This nigga's son is going places.
This nigga is crazy.
We
this
knew that anyway. Saying, places. We knew that anyway. All this, the kids are stars. Go ahead, Moses.
This nigga had a fast beat and the beat was hot.
Hold on, so your son rapping too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this shit is about to be lit.
Nigga, you knew
shut
that. We
yeah,
told
shut
you
up. They just shut up.
You probably told me when I was drunk.
Your son and his son communicate.
I know that part.
Yeah. Duh. So, this nigga said,
little crisscross.
Girl pussy
little
wet.
Girl.
I'ma drink it up. I said, what the fuck? This nigga my son. Pussy wet, I'ma drink it up.
I'ma drink it up.
Huh? You got a cup? Said boy already did line, boy.
How old is he?
Huh? He 15. What are you talking about though?
He drinking a pussy.
Like this nigga's crazy.
You don't wanna know what my son doing. He's stealing lyrics.
Yo, get him out of here, man. Get him out of here, man.
Oh,
get him out of here. You on this drink shit.
Who
lyrics he's stealing?
Who the fuck we was in the car with? I let him plug the Bluetooth. Fucker. Sometimes I let him, you know, rock out. You know what I mean? I forgot who he was listening. He was like, you hear what he said? And I was like, nah. He said some bullshit. He was like, yeah, I'm using that. I'm like.
That's not how it works.
Excuse me?
But you see why I told you need to go in the studio? You know the format. Oh, you just let him go wild. I'm going to take
failed
that.
You failed as a father.
Yo, Dave.
Your son is a biter. I'm going to slap my little cousin.
I told him. This is what I told him. I told him, yo, you can't just take the lyric like that. I said, right. If you do that, take the lyric and make the hook out of it. You know, you could use that lyric and like, and the lyric, you know, when somebody make a hook, you know what I mean? They use that one lyric and then they go on for the hook. And then make the song about that, what that lyric was, make a song about that lyric like that.
Take
don't,
the concept or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like don't
take the whole.
Don't take pattern the bar.
Right.
Like, you're going to take the bar and insert it in his 16. No.
This ain't going to be rapping and he's going to yell he from 63rd.
Yeah.
Shit.
Nah. Yo, look him up. You from Fayetteville, bro.
What?
From Raleigh.
Yeah, no, now he from Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't
I'm
from
sorry, Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Nah, he know he's not.
Yeah,
this nigga changed quick.
No, from Raleigh. God, let's end this. All right.
And I appreciate y'all putting that fucking Jersey Mike's out here on the east side, man. I swear, man. That shit was clutch. For real, because I don't eat nothing over here. I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat Waffle House. I don't eat Bojangles. I don't eat none of that shit. So
that's good.
It's a plus on the east side.
And you're still chunky.
I'm not. Fuck it.
bitch ass nigga, man. Fuck you, nigga.
I don't eat none of that. And I'm not losing weight.
I dropped my blunt. I don't know where the fuck it went. It is what it is. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
Pick it up.
I'm gonna find it when we turn the shit off. Shut up, man. Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Go ahead, Moses.
Dirty Water 910. TikTok, Snapchat. Clappers.
Hey, yeah, and you said that 910. You new niggas that got that, I don't know what the area code is. The new Fayetteville area code? Yeah, fuck y'all. Y'all weirdos. Don't try to contact me from, I don't know what that shit is, man. 910, goddamn it. Well, I mean, 919 now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just go ahead and end it, bro. All right, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to our love our fans, give out compliments. I mean,
what?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. 2-6 and
in the comments, give out comments.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, on our YouTube, goddamn it.
914.
You gotta start saying it.
Stupid. How about you keep saying it?
You the one got the gullible face.
Nigga say you got a gullible face.
Yeah.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?